You know that sound. The piling of plates as you clear off all the leftover food? It's a daily occurrence, but in some countries, the amount of that food is worrisome. Here in the small country of Qatar, the warm breeze from the sea smells fresh, and as you wander the streets in the old souk or along the boardwalk, one is struck by how clean the capital Doha is. Pristine would even be a better word. Qatar is considered the world's richest nation with the highest GDP per capita. In fact, the UN has classified it as a country of very high human development, ranking it 33 out of 188 countries and territories, which means the general population has a higher standard of living compared to most countries, even among its fellow Gulf Cooperation Council or GCC neighbors. But Qatar also has a huge food wastage problem. According to EcoMENA, a Qatari-based research organization, the country has the highest rate of food wastage in the Middle East. According to data in 2014, the average Qatari wastes up to 250 kilograms of food per year, compared to just 70 kilos in other regions. The problem caught the eye of Warda Mumukoya, an Indian national who's been living in Qatar for 2 years. She founded Wahab, which means in Arabic, to give. And it's an organization determined to give to the community by addressing this growing problem.
I've seen lots of food wastage here, and people have no concern regarding food wastage. I mean, people want to do something. I've seen people talk about food wastage here. I mean, it's crazy the amount of food wastage, but everyone's like, why is anyone not doing something about it?
After seeing the constant food waste across Doha, Warda felt compelled to do something.
We have a prophetic saying, he is not a believer who eats to his fill while his neighbor is hungry. And I was thinking, it worries me as a society we have failed. We can't identify who goes to bed hungry, and it doesn't have to be because of poverty issues. It could be anybody could fall sick, there could be no food delivery to their house, various issues.
And so a year ago, Wahab was born. The young organization is currently run by 5 women, all foreigners save for one Qatari, Sheikha Al-Anoud Al-Thani. On an unusually windy and sandy day in Doha, I sit down to meet the women at the university. Even though booming industries have afforded Qatar a high quality of life, attitudes towards social responsibility and food waste are not always apparent, especially when nearly 80 to 90% of the food is imported. Australian Kim Wyatt is a chief information officer for Wahab and a food editor. She says together they hope to change the perception of food waste in Qatar.
Well, I think here in Qatar and probably in a lot of countries in the world, you know, the perception is that food is there, it's convenient, and there's no social responsibility for it. And I think here in Qatar, certainly we're a very disposable society. It's very easy to throw away masses of food and not feel any responsibility for it, economically or socially or environmentally. So part of our mission is that we want to try and inform people into reducing that and also rallying with government and other institutions to try and educate people into reducing food wastage.
Also part of the team are Amal Aktas and Hafize Sahin, both from Turkey. They work on the SafeQ project that has been studying the statistics and trends of food waste in Qatar. Amal explains.
We have found a lot of factors that affect food waste. It's not one or two or three. In fact, we have done a field interviews with 62 people who were people from logistics companies, retailers, hospitality sector, catering firms, hotels, as well as consumers. So we have come to identify 61 different factors that contribute to food wastage.
She describes the scope of the study.
It has a large scope, this research project, and it starts with farm to fork when we grow the food and process it, package it, and put it on the shelves for retailer. And even after post-purchase, it is looking at the different stages and tries to understand why food is wasted.
Much of the time, the attitude towards food waste comes from the disconnect one has to the food's origin. In the case of Qatar, that disconnect is greater than other developed countries, as Kim explains.
In Qatar, we only have 1% arable farming land. And obviously, that's in itself a very difficult issue. And also, not only that, it's the weather. The weather here is really, most of the year, It's hot. It's 50 degrees.
With very little connection to the farms, Qataris and expats have a very intense consumer relationship with their food. For that reason, Awarda explains what their main focus is currently.
So right now we are concentrating on restaurants and supermarket chains so that we could begin with small-scale operations and then go higher, expand it. So what we're actually doing is we ask restaurants if they would like to donate the excess food they have at the end of a buffet, banquet from weddings. And if they are willing to donate the food, and obviously it has to be food that is perfectly safe for eating.
Walking the streets of Doha, you'll be hard-pressed to find any starving people or beggars. But that's not to say there aren't people who still need help. Don't forget that Qatar is a fast-growing country. Just in Doha alone, you'll see a gaggle of cranes at just about every corner. That means many people have come to the country temporarily to work on these construction sites, so they may not be making as much as someone working in the banks, for example. Warda explains that this is where Wahab can help. It acts as the middleman between the food banks and those in need.
We have excess food that restaurants are willing to give. What we do is we connect volunteers. We have a group of volunteers who are ready to pick up the food at the time specified by the restaurant, obviously, and deliver it to a food bank here in Qatar.
The real test for Wahab and its reception by Qataris came during the recent International Food Festival in March.
We knew that Qatar International Food Festival would be a good venue, because we have lots of restaurants there, and obviously because you can't anticipate the amount of people, the kind of people who are going to come to the festival, there might be lots of food wastage. So we just checked with the restaurants there, the supervisors at the stalls, if they would donate their excess food. And most of them are very willing. They were like, where were you all these years? So we had a group of volunteers who collected excess food at the end of the day and went and delivered it to the food banks.
Wahab was well received at the festival, and Kim points out that they just signed a contract to make it a proper business,
so that we can actually get out into the community and do more work for it.
Of course, there remains the elephant in the room. Finding a way to deal with the excesses of food through redistribution does not exactly force people to change their own attitudes towards wastage.
The thing is, when food is so readily available, you lose the value of food. So we're trying to reduce food wastage at the root by, you have to know the value of food, the accountability that comes with it.
And to spread that message of value of food, Warda adds,
actually, we have the second week of May, we're having a talk with schools, and we would like to extend with universities as well, where we're talking about food accountability.
But Hafiza stresses that
there are different elements of this problem, and it will not be solved just by looking at the education or the households or the consumer parts. That's why we're looking at from the very beginning, from the farm to the fork.
In fact, Qatar as a whole is looking to move away from its dependence on food imports, which will in turn help people foster a closer relationship with food.
Qatar has a national vision, which is for 2030, and one of the issues is to try and make Qatar more self-sufficient, and that is definitely with food security, to try and make Qatar stronger. We rely on other countries to import our foods. It's in fact over 90% of food importation into the country.
That vision will be done by encouraging private farms to be more commercial and to employ advanced farming techniques such as hydroponics and LED lighting, Kim adds. But that vision is many years away. In the meantime, Wahab has already begun laying the foundation by reaching out to the community in a country that lost itself a little in its economic boom.
I think it's an issue that's been going on for a long time here. I think because of the culture that we live in, it's been accepted. You know, it's easy to become apathetic about issues. Wahab, I believe, is the first company or group to actually go out into the community, besides the charities, of course, and try and make this connection for the industry. But certainly it's something that is, it's been a long time coming and it's very much needed here. So we're very excited to be working on this.
That brings us to the end of this month's Global Focus on the Middle East with me, Anne-Marie Besada. Join me next month for another look into the region. And a special thank you to the ladies of Wahab for their help and to Laurie Plisson for helping me put together this report.